Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Thursday, August 11th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Ten of Pentacles, and this one comes to us from the St. Jinx Arcana. First up, I want to say full moon blessings to everyone. Today is our full moon happening at 19 degrees Aquarius here where I am. It's not actually happening until like 9:30 at night, but that's okay. And a lot of people always just associate nighttime anyway. But we got a lot going on here. I do put out a full moon video as well that you can listen to. You might want to do it because this is a tough one, people. All right. It doesn't have to be, but it is. It's one of those, you know, let's shake things up a bit kind of things, because both the sun and the full moon are going to be squaring off with Uranus. And, you know, Uranus squares can be, you know, kind of testy, kind of stressful, because Uranus just does things that you probably didn't even see coming. I mean, even before this full moon arrives, you know, we're seeing this happening, even in the news, with things that are like, wow, look at that. And just out of the blue. Things that you thought maybe you'd never see happen. Yeah, there's a lot going on. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's not necessarily a bad thing. But you have to remember that Uranus does this shaking up, you know, in order to let everything fall away that doesn't belong. And right now, Uranus is getting ready to retrograde beginning on the 24th. So it's been sitting in the same spot. And I keep calling August this, like, month of churning, especially right around now, because with full moons bringing culminations, and, you know, it's got to kind of take something away, so to speak. But our card, you know, I love our card, first of all, and not all about this full moon is bad. Today we see Venus move into Leo. Might kind of hit at the wrong time, bring in a little bit of drama, but it could bring in fun, it could bring in romance, it could bring in a little bit of reckless behavior. So be careful, because this card is a card of security, and you don't want to, you know, be out gambling or something, especially if you know you have an issue. The moon is going to sextile Jupiter, which is a good thing, because that can help soften the blow of the full moon a little bit. All right, you just have to be, I'd say, more wary of the situations that you put yourself in, because this is a very social kind of transit with the moon sextile Jupiter, and you want to be around people and you want to enjoy yourself, but you also want to make sure that it is the right people. You know, if you know people who are heavily affected by full moons, or whose buttons are easily pushed, or they have triggers, you know, not to be mean to avoid them, but don't put yourself in those situations. And, you know, you can have a little bit of a buffer zone going on there. But now, insofar as this card is concerned, you know, look at the picture. And that's what it's kind of all about, even with Jupiter, the big picture. The picture that you create in your mind for yourself. What does it look like? Everyone has a different one. I don't care how closely you are aligned with another, you still, in your own mind, you see that picture differently. Whether it's around family, home, security, what makes your life complete, what makes it happy. So, it's, if you think of it as the pieces of the puzzle, yesterday we talked about doors opening. Does today let you find another puzzle piece? It could be that it's coming. It might not be today, but it might be coming soon. Because whatever this full moon is shaking up, it's getting ready. Like I said, August is churning. It's got a lot of twists and turns. And if you went and you listened to my Love and Finance for August, which is available everywhere to everyone, you're going to see. Just like July kind of like really flipped everything on its ear and set you off on new roads by the beginning of August. Yeah, what's happening? We have some absolutely awesome cards coming up this week. Once again, like I said before. And I'm excited. Alright, within, let's say, the next 6-7 days, they just keep on coming. So, yeah. If you thought for, I want to say, like, the longest time that there would be no change, I think you're in it now with this churning that's happening. Some of it is, even you can do, all right? Because Uranus is like breakout mode. What do you have to break out of and break free from at this full moon to make this picture more complete? Yeah, the possibilities are endless. But there's also events which can happen, which can catch you a little bit off guard. And, you know, you may feel as though they affect your security. And in that particular instance, I want you to step back. Do not overreact. And just kind of go with the flow. When Uranus is involved, the best thing you can do is, you know that saying, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Kind of try not to, you know, fly back into it and overdo it. So I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.